Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Morning, guys. Andrew Cuomo. I have Melissa DeRosa, Robert Mejica, Jim Malatras, and Gareth Rhodes on the phone with me. Happy Sunday. Today's day 155. We did 58,961 tests yesterday. That brings us to over 6 million diagnostic tests since March, which is really good news. The 531 tested positive, that's 0.9% yesterday, so that's really good news. Three New Yorkers passed away yesterday. They're in our thoughts and prayers. 556 hospitalized. That's the lowest number we've had hospitalized since we began. So that's great. The ICU numbers are down to 143. The number of intubated down slightly to 71. So all very good news. All very good news. The context is important. It's all very good news. The numbers are just about where we want them to be. But, I always hear the but, we have to stay diligent. What this says is, our plan is working, which means stay with the plan. When the plan is working, it doesn't mean you deviate from the plan or you throw the plan out, right? Silly metaphor. We had to lose weight. We had to get the numbers down. The diet is working. Well, then let's get off the diet. No. The diet is working. And we need to get the weight down. We need to get the numbers down. So it's working. But you have to stay on it. We also have threats that we're worried about, lack of compliance, and the situation across the country. Last night, the SLA, State Police Task Force, did 36 violations. They visited... about 1,000 establishments. Since we've started, the task force has visited 13,000 establishments, which is an extraordinary amount of work. On the national threat, the outlook is not good. New York Times has a story today that says no patch of America is safe. New York is in America, last time I checked. And we see increases across the country. We see increases across the world, right? Japan is up 50% in July. Australia now has a second wave in Melbourne. Israel is fighting a second wave after they open schools. Hong Kong, Spain. So if you look at the facts, you look at the data, you look at history, you look at the other experiences, it all says the same thing. We have to be careful. We also have a possible hurricane that's moving up the coast. We're concerned about it here in New York. We're getting ready for it. We don't think we'll have hurricane force winds, but we could have significant winds and significant downfall. Right now, the models project that it will hit the New York City area, Long Island, especially South Shore of Long Island. We have to watch, and the Hudson Valley. They're talking about a possible 3 inches of rain. 3 inches of rain is a lot of rain in the mid-Hudson. 50-mile-per-hour gusts. So we'll see where that goes, but we're preparing. Local government should be preparing. It's Monday night, Tuesday primarily. It's supposed to be off over by Wednesday morning. But people should start to take note. We'll have more information tomorrow. But it is a storm that would hit at this point the typical areas for a storm coming up the coast. But again, these models are just that. They're models and they're projections. So we're having state assets moved as we speak. Generators, pumps, large-scale vehicles that can handle high water. And we put out a notice to local governments that they should be getting ready also. But homeowners who are in flood-prone areas should also start to get ready.